I have Sticky Simmons here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm feeling excellent. So at the age of 17, there's a lot of pressure, obviously, because you're family and, you know, you have successful father, uncle, sisters, brother. How do you handle this sort of pressure?
It's not pressure for me, honestly. You know, I'm just, you know, focused on being my own individual. And, you know, that's how it always was for me. You know, I really, you know, took it into my own hands. You know, do my, you know, my music, and, you know, just to let my talent and myself speak for itself. So it was never, you know, any real pressure, because, you know, I'm focused on, you know, like, you know, following my own goals and reaching my own milestones. So no pressure.
In terms of business and music, what's the best advice you think you received thus far?
Business and music, best advice from like who?
From your family.
What?
People in the industry. Maybe like a Jay-Z or a your uncle or a sister.
I mean, I haven't gotten advice from any of those people, and I mean, people, I don't know, like, people are, you know, constantly throwing, you know, advice at me, you know, for anything, you know, because I have a lot of people, you know, on my team surrounding me, you know, who, like, you know, are involved, you know, doing that, you know, I do, you know, everything with my music, you know, creatively, so, you know, there's nobody really giving me advice with anything like that, and creatively, when it comes down, you know, like, my merch and, like, different things like that, you know, I'm involved in every aspect of my project, you know, whether it's the cover of my albums, all those type of different things. I'm really particular, you know, about the way, like, you know, my whole, you know, myself, you know, is portrayed. So, you know, no, like, advice. It's just me being me.
Okay. If you could come up with a super rap group, like a rap super group with you and, like, maybe, like, three or four other rappers, what would you have in there?
I'd say Jay-Z, Kanye, and Lupe. So that's, like, Watch the Throne plus two.
Okay. And how did you come up with your album title?
Unexpected Arrival. Unexpected Arrival came from two things. One is, you know, like when I, you know, did the Cypher or my mixtapes, the Made You Look freestyle, a lot of different things coming up, people would always be shocked, you know, because of where I came from and because of the show. You know, they'd never be expecting, you know, what I was doing. So that's one. And two, it's also about, you know, like the way I am, and, you know, like before, like, you know, I really, like, I wouldn't say I'd worry about what people would say, you know, and, like, let that, you know, like, determine how I be, but sometimes, you know, and I just want people to know that, you know, confidence starts inside of yourself, you know, and the belief in yourself is more important than trying to, you know, chase the world to like you or, you know, be whatever person that it is, you know, so it's just about, you know, making your arrival special in life.
Okay, and so you're around the same age as Trayvon Martin, who was, you know, pretty much, what do you have to say about, I guess, people that are some of your fans, people that are your age, it's some that entire issue?
I think it's terrible, definitely, you know, that somebody can just, you know, look a certain way or, you know, just wear something, you know, and somebody can get gunned down for it and somebody can take somebody's life. So I'm definitely, you know, devastated about it, especially because, you know, he's around my age.
Right.
You know, it's definitely, you know, like, heartbreaking, and, you know, my condolences to his family. You know, he's super young. You know, he had, like, a full life ahead of him.
Okay, last but not least, last question. This is on a shout-out, though. The other day, actually yesterday, Kim Kardashian got flower on the red carpet.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so
what is that, though?
Oh, what's someone
flower bomb?
I call it a flower bomb, but someone threw flower over on the red carpet.
Gotcha.
So my question for you is, do you ever get tested, and how, you know, your guys look a little different sometimes?
And as far as, like, what, like, people, like, doing different things?
Yeah, like, trying to antagonize you, or, you know, how do you handle that sort of situation?
I mean, people, you know, do test me, and also, you know, it also goes with, you know, like, popularity. Like, you know, like, when somebody's really, really popular, like Kim Kardashian, you know, people will test them in certain ways, but, you know, if it's, like, you know, me, like, I'm not there yet, but, you know, so it'll just be social media, like, you know, Twitter, you know, people saying certain things, and that's just, like, you know, like, what are you on the internet? You saw something about me, so it's about, you know, pick and choosing your battles, you know, so it's, like, not really bad.
Okay, thank you.